I nodded, and anger surged through me. Brian had taken them out and found them a stray dog to learn and experiment with. I had known it was something like that, of course, but to hear it confirmed fed my sense of moral outrage, with my brother and with the children. And oddly enough, even as I drew myself up into a lofty tower of righteous indignation, a small and mean voice whispered that it should have been me who did this with them. It should have been my hand guiding their fledgling knife strokes, my wise and patient voice steering and explaining and teaching them how to catch and cut and then how to clean up when playtime was over. But that was absurd. I was here to lead them away from darkness, not teach them how to enjoy it. I shook my head and let sanity flow back in. "What you did was wrong," I said, and once more they both looked blank. "What do you mean?" Aster said. "I mean," I said, "that you have to stop..." "Oh, Dexter," Rita said, bursting into the room, wiping her hands on a dish towel. "You can't let them play anymore. It's a school night. Look at the time, for goodness sake, and you haven't even..." "Come on, you two, get ready for bed." She hustled them up and out of the room before I could do more than blink. Cody turned back to look at me just before his mother pushed him into the hallway, and his face was a jumble of confusion, hurt, and irritation. And as the three of them clattered into the bathroom and the sounds of running water and toothbrushing came back to me, I felt myself grinding my teeth in frustration. Nothing was going right. I had tried to bring my little family together and found my brother there before me. When I tried to confront him, he had fled with the words still forming on my tongue, and I had finally begun my important job of shepherding the kids away from wickedness, only to be interrupted at the crucial point. Now the kids were mad at me, Rita ignored me, and my sister was jealous of me, and I still didn't know what Brian was up to. I had worked just as hard as I knew how to be the new and squeaky clean straight arrow family man I was supposed to be, and at each attempt I had been slapped down, sneered at, and utterly crushed. Irritation grew inside me and morphed into anger, and then that started to change too as I felt a cold and acid bath of contempt burble up inside me. Contempt for Brian and Rita and Deborah and Cody and Aster, for all the dribbling idiots in the whole stumble-footed world. And most of all, contempt for me, Dexter the Dummkopf, who wanted to walk in the sunlight, smelling the flowers and watching rainbows curl across the rose-tinted sky. But I had forgotten that the sun is nearly always hidden by clouds, flowers have thorns, and rainbows are always out of reach. You could dream the impossible dream all you wanted to, but it was always gone when you woke up. I was finding that out the hard way, each new reminder grinding my nose further and further into the dirt, and now all I really wanted was to grab something by the throat and squeeze. The monotonous drone of Rita and the kids saying their prayers came down the hall at me. I still didn't know the words, and it was just one more annoying reminder that I was not really Dex Daddy and probably never would be. I thought I could be the first leopard in history to change his spots, but in reality I was just another alley cat forced to dine on garbage. I stood up. I just needed to move around, try to calm down, collect my thoughts, tame these weird and wild and brand new emotions before they carried me away on a flood tide of stupidity.